Hello, Audio Boom. Well, it's a Monday afternoon, pretty much lunchtime. And it's a lovely day. It's one of those September days that happen now and again when they have a very nice golden sunlight and warmth in the air, and also the hint of autumn as well. Plenty of bird song. Just been to the post office and done a few things. I've got work to do. I've got to edit. Well, I'm not going to edit it. Someone else's. But I'm going to. I need to clarify and look at my collection of poems and make sure I got all the ones I want before getting it proofread, and then sending it off to the publisher, and then their editor can decide which ones they want to keep, which ones they want to dump. It's already been whittled down, which is fine. There's some poems in there that I didn't think would make the grade. So I've written some new ones over the last few months, a year or two. So I've put those in there, and we'll see if they make the grade. So I've got to just look at those again, make sure I'm happy with what they say, what they make the reader feel, what emotions they imbue, what colours they give you. And then I'm going to give it to someone I pay to proofread and stuff. She's very, very good at it. I won't plug her in case she doesn't want to be plugged. But anyway. And then I'll read that again, then I'll send it to the publisher, and the editor will then get in touch and say, blue pen, or blue pencil, rather. Or, well, they don't blue pencil me because I can't see it. They do something else. And then I'll look at it again, and I'll see that they want to change this, that, the other, and they want to take out this poem or that poem. So, yeah, then begins the precarious discussion between me and them about, you know, why they don't like that, why I like that, why they want that poem, why I want that poem. So it becomes a trade-off then. Although poems are really hard to edit, because unlike normal fiction, when you have a clear idea of a narrative structure, and sometimes, especially me, editors tell me, you're too wordy, it's not a poem, it's a sentence. You know, my sentences can be too long and too flowery, too colourful. I tend to run away with myself and use too many adjectives. Sometimes it's necessary, but sometimes isn't. So in the past, I've had lengthy, shall we say, heated intellectual discussions with publishers and editors about my work. So anyway, editing poetry is difficult because so many words are picked not on purpose. When you write a book, you're often between action, between emotion, you're going for the motions that you're kind of using nuts and bolts to hinge all these things together. Whereas a poem, there are no nuts and bolts. It's just a structure that stands up by itself in the bedrock of consciousness, in the bedrock of emotion. So when an editor comes to it, you know you've done your job right if they get it, if they feel an approximation of the feelings you felt when you wrote it. So then, when they don't, when they say, well, what's that word for? You don't need that other word there. I say, well, you do, because it touches something there. So it's almost like reflexology, which I know nothing about, but somebody I know does. So it's almost like reflexology in that the foot is the poem and the words, and you touch a certain part of the foot, touch a certain word, and that then triggers an emotion elsewhere. So, come to poetry, poems are like feet, in that you touch a part of the poem, you use a word, which is a finger, to stimulate something, and that emotion elsewhere is triggered off in your heart, in your soul. So when it comes to editors, and I've known a few editors in my time who are just frustrated writers, so they just try to they try to rewrite it, they try to put on their own personal stamp because they're frustrated writers with dark souls and bleak hearts. But some of them try to bring out the best in you. Some of them try to help you polish this mineral into something glistening and lovely that other people want to touch and stroke and hold. But when it comes to poetry, it's a different beast. There's much more of a leap of faith, much more trust. The publisher or the editor needs to trust that you know what you're doing and trust that it stands up by itself. So yeah, that's what I'm doing, and also polishing off a few other things for other outlets. So that's me for now, polishing a few things and getting my poems ready. Then I'm going to attack another thing very soon, which is already being developed as a piece of interactive fiction app on your iPhone and stuff, which I'll let you know about the other time. But I'm developing that into something else. So that's my kind of day on the intellectual front. Well, intellectual, visceral, emotional. You know, poetry isn't intellectual by definition. It can't be. Poetry is a thing of silk and gossamer, whereas the intellectual nuts and bolts of novels and plays are more cotton and tweed. Of course, there are emotions in novels, of course, otherwise they wouldn't be worth reading or writing. But when you're writing something that's 150,000 words, not every word is there to touch a button. There are words and sentences and whole chapters that are there to prepare the way. They're like scouts in order to prepare the ground for the emotional stuff, whereas poems are short. They're gentle strokes, they're caresses, they're fingers massaging the scalp or just gently stroking the neck or kissing the shoulders, whereas novels are more long-term kind of sports massage, kind of physiotherapy, whereas a poem is more of a subtle, gentle caress and a gentle kiss. Like the gentle touch of the summer breeze, whereas a book takes longer and it's more of a season. So there we go. If anyone on here, I'm looking at you, Armani Blog, if you're listening to me, or anyone else, has a good voice and has, you know, wants to read some of my stuff on Audio Boom, get in touch privately, because I used to read my own poems out loud, but I can't see to do that now, and I don't have the energy to get stuff browed out and embossed and stuff, so yeah. Anyway, that's me. I'll let everyone know when this collection comes out and when anything else comes out. I don't like to plug myself, because it all seems a tad churlish, but sometimes you have to, because you need to make money, and money makes choices, and when a human has choices, they begin to expand and grow, and gives them more energy to do things in the future. So I hope everyone's well on this day, and thank you very much to Gwentleyan for a very, very kind comment yesterday. It was very much appreciated. Your words were very beautiful, and I thank you for that. So I hope everyone's well, and that's me for now, saying, as our good friend Smtuen says, toodle-poo.